This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Candace Harrell Kyle. Candace Harrell Kyle, personal representative of the estate of George L. Harrell, plaintiff respondent v. Carolyn Fowler individually as personal representative of the estate of Vernon Ray Fowler, and as trustee of the joint revocable living trust indenture of Vernon Ray Fowler and Carolyn A. Fowler dated June 21, 2011, defendant appellant decided June 16, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, 1 in Division Candace Harrell Kyle, Candace Harrell Kyle, personal, representative of the estate of George L. Harrell, plaintiff respondent, v. No. SD38385. Carolyn Fowler, individually, as, filed June 16, 2025, personal representative of the estate of Vernon Ray Fowler and as trustee of the joint revocable living trust, indenture of Vernon Ray Fowler and Carolyn A. Fowler dated June 21, 2011, defendant appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of New Madrid County. The Honorable Joshua D. Underwood, judge vacated and remanded. This case involves a dispute over a one-half interest in a 75.55-acre property located in New Madrid County, Missouri, known to the parties as the Fahrenberg Farm. Following a bench trial, Carolyn Fowler, appellant, or Mrs. Fowler, appeals the trial court's judgment granting relief on count 1, cancellation of deed, count second 2, constructive trust and accounting, and count V, breach of contract of Candace Harrell Kyles, respondents or Mrs. Kyles. Third amended petition, petition. One relevant to our disposition of this appeal, which presents 13 points for our review, appellant argues in point 1 that the trial court erred in granting count 1, cancellation of deed, because it misapplied section 516.010, in that respondent's claim is time barred under the 10-year statute of limitations. Samit appellant also argues in point 9 that the trial court erred in granting count VI, breach of contract, because it misapplied section 432.010 in that the alleged oral contract for an interest in land is unenforceable under the statute of frauds. 3. Because respondent's count Y, cancellation of deed, is time. One respondent's petition included 5 separate causes of action: count Y, cancellation of deed; count 2, constructive trust and accounting; count 3, declaratory judgment; count 4, temporary restraining order, preliminary injunction, and permanent injunction; and count V, breach of contract. The judgment specifically granted counts 1V and the constructive trust claim included in count 2, but made no specific mention of the accounting claim also included in count 2, as well as counts 3 and I-4. If a judgment, by implication, necessarily carries with it a finding upon other counts, the judgment will be sustained as final even though the count is not specifically mentioned. Reynolds v. Berger, 649 SW3D 322, 32829, Mo. App. ED 2022, quoting Jefferson v. Amfinitra Jerpy, Inc. 163 SW3D 485, 487 N2, Mo. App. ED 2005, here, the trial court's findings on counts E, 2, constructive trust, and V, establishing that Mrs. Kyle had a legally protected interest in the Fahrenberg farm, implicitly resolved counts 2, accounting, the 3, and a 4 in Mrs. Kyle's favor. 2, unless otherwise indicated, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 3, appellant raises 11 additional points in her appeal, points 2, 8, and X the 3. We need not reach the merits of these points because our disposition of points 1 and 9 renders them moot. TCT Veers Shafinia, 351 SW3D 34, 36, Moed Zap WD 2011. A moot issue is one upon which, if we resolved it in the appellant's favor, our holding would have no practical effect. In particular, the trial court's grant of count 2, constructive trust, is vacated because of our disposition of count Y, cancellation of deed. See Dean v. Noble, 477 SW3D 197 206, MOAP WD 2015, holding the trial court properly dismissed as time barred the plaintiff's 3 barred under section 516 WD 10, and because the alleged oral contract for land is unenforceable under the statute of frauds, the trial court's judgment is vacated and the case is remanded for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. Factual background and procedural history. Viewed in the light most favorable to respondent, The record on appeal reveals the following facts. 4. On January 3, 1969, appellant's now-deceased husband, Ray Fowler, Mr. Fowler, and respondent's now-deceased mother and Mr. Fowler's aunt, Geneva Harrell, Mrs. Harrell, purchased the Fahrenberg Farm from Dorothy and John Constructive Trust claim because it was derivative to the plaintiff's fraud claim. Similarly, our disposition of count 2, Constructive Trust, vacates the relief granted to Mrs. Kyle on her accounting claim, also under count 2. Shaner V's System Integrators, Inc. Cambris, 63, S.W. 3, 674, 677, Mo Apatris, E.D., 2001, quoting American, but...